Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Wisdom Wednesday. We're going through the Bible one word at a time, taking key words in the Bible. I've said this so many times when I was working with high school kids 40 years ago. We'd pick key words in the classes. Let's just find out what the Bible says about this one word. And there was so much. I mean, it opened up so many things for the kids. They were so curious, had so many questions. It's just a great thing. Today, we're going to be talking about the gift of God. The gift of God. And most of these are one words, but this is a four-word day. The gift of God. So let's jump in and see what the Bible says about the gift of God. Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. God, what are you trying to give me? What do you want to give me, God? Eternal life. What? I want to give you eternal life, God says. Let you live with me in heaven forever. Eternal life. Well, I think I'd like to have some of that. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 19 and 20. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 19 and 20. Moreover, when God gives any man wealth and possessions and enables him to enjoy them, to accept his lot in life and be happy in his work, this is a gift from God. He seldom reflects on the days of his life because God keeps him occupied with gladness of heart. One word said this, I'm trying to say, God keeps him occupied with hope. Hope. I got gladness of heart. What does that mean? I got hope. What are you expecting? Things to get better. We expect things to get better. And you got people, we all had family members, man, it's going to be worse this year than last year. It's going to be worse weather. It's going to be the worst summer. It's going to be the worst winter. It's going to be the worst day. It's going to be the worst week. It's going to be the worst month. And you got cheerleaders from hell that are always looking for something bad, and they don't look for anything good. And so look at this, 2 Timothy chapter 1. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6 and 7. Wherefore I put you in remembrance, you stir up the gift of God, which is in you by the putting on of my hands. Stir up the gift of God, the Holy Spirit. Stir up the Holy Spirit, which is given you by the putting on my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but he gave us a spirit of power, a spirit of love, and a spirit of a sound mind. What did God give me? Well, he gave us the gift of the Holy Spirit. What is the Holy Spirit? It's a spirit of power, a spirit of love, a spirit of a sound mind. Woo! Ephesians 4, verse 7. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. What gift? The Holy Spirit was given to us. Jesus told his own mom when he came out of the grave, Mom, I need you to go to that upper room and wait. I got to take my blood to the heavenly altar, put my blood on the altar, and said, when I do that, I'll be back. And so he gave her a good thing to do. So they all went to that upper room and waited. Now, there were some over 400 were there. Some people say about 500 that were there and saw that. Only 120 made it to the upper room. Jesus said, Jesus, the Son of God, who died and was raised from the dead, Jesus said, go wait. Go wait in the upper room, because as soon as I get to heaven, I'm going to send the Holy Spirit back. He's going to do the exact same thing I've done, except I'm now limited. I can only be in one place at one time, because I'm now in this human body. Because a human lost it, the first Adam. A human had to get it back, the second Adam, Christ. So God had to come in the flesh to give his life for mankind, which he did. And so when Jesus came out of the grave, Mary and Martha there, he says, don't touch me. I'm not going to my Father and your Father, my God, your God. He's got to go to heaven, put the all blood on the altar, and then he's going to come back for 40 days, and a lot of former dead relatives are coming up out of the grave with Jesus. And it was a wild time, but he said, listen, I'm going to go to heaven, and I'm going to prepare a place for you. So it's always been talking about the gift, the gift, the gift. Now, like this, Acts chapter 8, verse 19 and 20. Acts chapter 8, verse 19 to 20. Saying this, give me also this power, that on whomsoever I lay my hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost. But Peter said unto him, your money perish with you, because you thought the gift of God might be purchased with money. Now, This is a heathen that saw Peter and them, John laying hands on people. They were getting healed. They were getting blessed. They were getting up. Hands are growing out. I mean, it was one great miraculous time. Well, a guy seeing this, and he'd been into the occult and witchcraft stuff, he thought, man, I want some of that. How much do you charge for that? Can I write you a check? You know, he said, no. Matter of fact, Peter got upset with him and said, no. He said, may your money perish with you, because you thought that the gift of God could be bought with money. It's a gift because it's a gift. That's why it's called a gift. So you go back to Romans 6:23, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. It's life. It's life. And so he said, this gift I gave you, the Holy Spirit, stir up the gift of God that was given you by the putting on of my hands. For everybody's been given this measure of life in Christ. It says it's available for everybody, but you got to appropriate it. You got to get your hands up and your arms out. I like it, you know, in worship. So many times in the church, people say, well, I just want the meat. I don't want any of that sissy singing. I'm going to go in after the singing's over. Well, it's not sissy singing. God inhabits praise. God goes where he gets thanked. You know, we read throughout Old and New Testament, God goes where he gets thanked. God will inhabit the praises of his people. Well, I don't feel God. Well, you've not thanked him lately then. You got to get your hands up and thank him every now and then. It's called the sacrifice of praise because you don't ever feel like doing it. I don't feel like thanking God. Man, I got alligators up my armpits. Well, if you get your hands up, get your arms up, start thanking God, angels will show up and the gators will leave. So it's a good thing to just thank God. So we've been given this wonderful gift, eternal life, and the gift of the Holy Spirit. Let's make the most of it. God bless, guys. Thanks for listening today.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family. We're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.